So this is work from a colleague in Toronto. What they showed is that initially, you know, subjects perform where they're expected to perform given their age. After 2 weeks of training on action video games, they actually perform better. And the improvement is still there 5 months after having done the training. That's really, really important. Why? Because I told you, we want to use these games for education or for rehabilitation. We need to have effects that are going to be long-lasting. Now, at this point, a number of you are probably wondering, well, what are you waiting for putting on the market a game that would be good for the attention of my grandmother and that she would actually enjoy, or a game that would be great to rehabilitate the vision of my grandson who has amblyopia, for example? Well, we're working on it, but here is a challenge. There are brain scientists like me that are beginning to understand what are the good ingredients in games to promote positive effects. That's what I'm going to call the broccoli side of the equation. There is an entertainment software industry which is extremely deft at coming up with appealing products that you can't resist. That's the chocolate side of the equation. The issue is we need to put the two together, and it's a little bit like with food. Who really wants to eat chocolate-covered broccoli? None of you. And you probably have had that feeling, right, picking up an education game and sort of feeling, you know, it's not really fun, it's not really engaging. So what we need is really a new brand of chocolate. A brand of chocolate that is irresistible, that you really want to play, but that has all the ingredients, the good ingredients that are extracted from the broccoli that you can't recognize, but are still working on your brains. And we're working on it, but it takes to come and to get together brain scientists, people that work in the entertainment software industry, and publishers. So these are not people that you usually meet every day, but it's actually doable, and we are on the right track. I'd like to leave you with that thought, and thank you for your attention.